This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
On iRadio. Valerie McHugh in with you, and here I am, barely in one piece. A hot water bottle in tow as I continue to battle on after challenge day. If you've missed it up to this point, I am new to this show, and producer Leah decided that with new jobs come new challenges. And because iRadio's group chat tends to push the boundaries with the topics we talk about, we step out of our comfort zone, we wanted to do the same for me, apparently. So it was my time to have a little baptism of fire, to lead by example. And I had very little information going into challenge day today. All I knew was that I had to be at the station this morning at 10 a.m. We were headed to Galway and there were three challenges that had been pre-arranged. I had to bring a swimsuit to the first one, which was going to be at Salt Hill. And it didn't take me long to figure out that meant only one thing. I was getting into that freezing cold water and hanging out with the fish in the sea. Leah had very graciously tracked down some of my friends and asked them for weird things I was afraid of in my life. So I was set off into the water with the microphone and my wits about me and came out with the mic, but without my wits. They were certainly gone because I did encounter a few fishes today. Not a big fan of the fishies, that's to say the least. And Leah has pulled the audio and it's getting its world premiere in a few minutes' time. I anticipate a lot of squealing from me. That is on the way in the next few. I'll also be filling you in on the two other challenges I did today too, which involved asking strangers for hugs and dangling upside down from a zipline, because one challenge was not enough. Producer Leah, you've just come into the room. You look lovely and happy over there. You're dry, you're warm, your makeup's intact, and not a hot water bottle in sight, I notice.
I had a lovely day.
Do you care to fill us in on why I have a major chip on my shoulder about you today?
Today was challenge day. I was pushing Valerie out of her comfort zone, and that I did exactly. First challenge, we headed to Salt Hill, and she has this weird fear of fish. Like, who is afraid of fish?
I am. I'm not a fan. I don't trust them.
I think you finally got over it. She got into the water anyways, and she screamed a lot. There is only one thing I can apologise about today. I didn't prepare for the weather. It was very cold, very windy. Mm-hmm. The sky was grey all day. But you got through it.
It was probably the worst day to ever go to the water.
It was pretty cold. I didn't envy in there, to be fair.
No, it was very, very cold. And
you did a lot of screeching.
Do you know I did? And Leah, I was mic'd up, in fact. So unfortunately for me, people can hear the squealing.
Valerie, we're here in a very cold Salt Hill. I don't envy you going into the water here at all. How are you feeling?
You know, people tell you when you get a new job, it can be really fulfilling. And up to this point, it has been. I regret everything. I'm dreading this. I am absolutely frozen. But you know what? I guess I'm kind of up for the challenge.
And you know what people say about sea swimming? Isn't it good for the soul and all that crack? I'm sure you'll feel so much better after being with all them fish.
It'll drag the soul out of me, so it will.
So I've made it this far. I am absolutely freezing. Kira's going to jump in with me though.
Yay!
So I'm not alone.
So fun.
And I may actually make a run for it.
No, okay.
I may make a run for it.
It'll be fine.
Five, two, one, go! Oh my god, I hit this so much! Oh my god! I feel like I'm a woman in labour. I regret.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much fun are you having?
A scale of 1 to 10. Minus 45. Why is it so cold? Why do people enjoy this?
We're only up to our shins. You get up to our thighs.
Okay, yeah, I don't like fish because they kind of just look weird. And they're slimy.
What's your opinion on crabs?
They do too much dancy. Moving side to side. I don't like that. I think that's actually seaweed. Sorry, I think I overreacted. I am so cold!
So, do you think this is good for mental health?
No! Any interview I ever do again about people talking about sea swimming, they're lying to you. People who say that this is fun have something seriously wrong with them. Oh my god, it made me hit!
What do you think about that blurt bird floating in the water right there? I think it's getting some fish.
Birds either!
Go, shoulders down!
I'm having an awful time!
So, Valerie, I take it you will be taking up sea swimming, will you?
Do you know, I wouldn't rule it out. Leah, what do you think to that? The answer to that question is, of course, I won't be doing it again. I had a miserable time. A miserable time. I apologise if you're just tuning in and I'm here squealing. They've been giving me some challenges. And we also headed to Wildlands in Galway today. The team there, they were so patient with me while I faced my fears and dangled upside down from a little zip line, just a small one. And yeah, Leah, we've discussed you pushing me with my fear of fish. What was your next evil plan for me today?
Well, Valerie, I'd spoke to your friends and family and they told me you're a little bit afraid of heights. I thought, what better way to get over your fear of heights than stick you up onto a zip line?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was...
It was great. We went to Wildlands in Moycullen. I have to say, the staff there are all absolutely lovely. Great place. Definitely recommend it. I'm saying this because I was on the comfort of the ground looking up at Shane and Valerie. I had a great day.
Shout out to Shane O'Loughlin for being a trooper and coming up with me, because I can only apologise for the screeching I did. So I'm now hiking up the stairs. Shane, how are we feeling?
Pretty great. I love this.
Oh, you're sorry, the only one. You're the only one. I feel like these stairs are enough. Oh my God, we're already up high. No. Oh my God, I look down. Oh my God, I feel like we're getting higher. Oh my God. I underestimated that. Oh my God. Oh, this is... No, I don't like this. I don't like this. I feel like, you know, in Greece, at the end, where they're on the... You're uncultured. Oh my God. I'm going really fast because I want this to be over. Oh my God. Oh my God, there's a bird. That bird's too close to me for my liking. Oh my God, my foot is stuck between the ropes. Oh my God. Shane, don't fall because I cannot save you in any capacity.
We're nearly at my favourite part. Shane was gliding through these things that looked like monkey bars, but just very high up in the air. He did it, I'd say, 2 minutes. Took Valerie 10 minutes. I had to pretend there was a timer on her because, oh my God, there was no end to this.
This is not a good sensation. Where am I going?
Forwards.
Forwards! That's not an option! I feel like I'm in the Olympics! I'm on my mom! Wait, I'm stuck. Okay, I'm stuck. It's my damn big feet! They weren't designed for these hoops! Now I'm just twisted. What do you mean you're being timed?
Sometime today, Valerie.
I don't remember consenting to being timed. What time am I at? Time isn't really passing very quickly up here. I've just spotted what's next. Oh God, I looked down again. I feel like my head's off close to this. Why are you checking your work emails up here?
It just popped up on me.
Oh my God. Ah! Why do I keep landing badly? You keep landing like a freaking ballerina. It smells like a wet dog up here. I'll remember this, by the way. I will remember it.
This is my favourite part so far.
I might tie the hair up. The hair's going up. I'm in business now. Leah, please. Patience is a virtue. I want this to be over. Oh my God. Oh my God. We did it.
We did do it.
We did it. We survived.
All I have to say is they are the only rings you'll be seeing, because you're not making it to the Olympics for gymnastics anytime soon.
And that's fine with me. I'm happy with my Wildlands experience. Thank you to the team for being so accommodating. I'm sorry for scaring away any wildlife with all of that squealing. But would you believe that wasn't the only challenge that you had for me, was it, Leah?
It only got more exciting as we went on and we headed to Shop Street.
There was a little social challenge where I had to parade around asking for strangers to give me a hug.
It was great. I don't think it got more difficult. I suspected it would get more difficult. We headed to Shop Street as the third challenge of the day. And we gave Valerie a lovely big sign. A beautiful sign, I must say.
Sorry, a beautiful sign.
It was. It looked well.
It was half the size of me and it was spelt wrong.
It added character.
Do you want to tell everybody what was on the sign?
It said, "I'm having a bad day. Can I please have a hug?" It was very cute. We left her standing in the middle of Shop Street and we put a timer on for 10 minutes and we all just stood back and watched. It was great.
Let's hear how it went, shall we? So I just found out that my challenge on Shop Street is to hold a sign that asks people for hugs, because I'm having such a bad day. People need to give me hugs. And honestly, I don't think I could feel any worse about it. My social anxiety is not okay with this, and I don't think things could get worse. We ready? Anybody want to give me a hug? Anybody at all? I feel like everyone's just giving me a wide berth. It's very windy and very rainy. Yeah, oh my God, I would. Thank you so much. Thank you. Lovely to meet you. Group hug, no? Thank you.
Hope things pick up for your
battery. Oh, you're so good. Thank you so much. Going well, lad. Going well. I am not having a good time. I am not having a good time. Why did you stop? Did I just look that desperate?
Sorry, yeah. Reading English.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, okay. Anybody want to come and give me a hug? Anybody. I am okay with anyone giving me a hug. Oh, that was a hardcore rejection. A hug, yeah, no worries. Just for reference, I did just get my first hardcore rejection. As in someone came in and swerved out of the way. Oh my God, there's a queue. This is amazing. What's your name? Hello.
I work up there. I could see you.
Oh, thank you so much for my rescue.
No,
thank you. I got my first massive, massive pickup of the day. This day is getting better, okay? I don't bite, I promise.
I'll give you a manly hug.
Oh, you're so good. Thank you.
Do you want a coffee?
I hope you have a better day.
You looked like a very huggable person.
I think the nicest thing anyone has ever said about me. Thank you very much. Tell that to everyone that walked by.
It's a hug. Come give her a hug.
I feel a bit emotional that, like, people actually stop.
Wrap yourself.
Thank you so much. I thought I would look like an idiot, but I feel not like an idiot. I feel very low. Still awful, though, and I'm waiting for the timer to beep. I won't lie. This is my new best friend.
You screeched, I thought you might breathe.
You think that might be my highlight? Is the timer done? Did I do it? Jump.
So obsessed with your man saying, you asking him, why did you stop? And him replying, because of your sign and I can read English.
It was such an ultimate takedown. And you can even tell from me in that clip. I literally thanked everyone that hugged me about 27 times. Oh my God, thank you so much. Oh my God, you're so good. Oh, amazing. Thank you so much. I've never been so Irish in all my life. But I have to say, I did a lot of giving out about it. But a big round of applause for everybody that stopped. My genuine faith in humanity has been restored. We're living in some really scary times. And to actually stand there and think this is all going to go to hell.
I thought it was going to hell. That's why I put you in that situation. I thought you might get like 2 people in 10 minutes. We had over 20 people.
Like, people were queuing up. There were so many group hugs. And one thing that I found so amusing was somebody stopping and saying to Shane, hey, are you not going to give that girl a hug? She's looking for a hug. And Shane was like, I'm with her. I'm the one behind the camera. And he thought that he was just down there looking at me. Like, people were really insistent. Or when you were holding the sign for a brief moment and someone came over and hugged you.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I will just say, if you are ever genuinely having a bad day, there will always be someone that you can talk to. There'll always be someone to give you a hug, because that is what I learned from that experience today. And the benefit of the situation in the end completely outweighed any of the nerves I had.
Faith in humanity has been restored. All you have to do is stand in the middle of Shop Street and ask people for hugs.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.